What's up, what's up? Welcome to another episode of If I Must Say. Today we're going to be covering or discussing religion versus spirituality, abortion, restaurants, and weed of the week, and of course, song of the week. So do you want to start us off with the question of the week?
Yes. What's up? Okay. Question of the week. Are you more spiritual than religious, or are you more spiritual or religious? I'm gonna say spiritual.
Okay.
Why? Religion is.
I'm gonna see what you say.
Man-made. Okay.
And y'all, she pointed at the palm of her hand. I just want y'all to know that. She said man-made, but she pointed at the palm of her fucking hand.
No, I think I'm gonna say spiritual only because. When you look at religion, okay, if I did strictly religion, I'm thinking of Christianity. That's what I would identify myself as. Right. But Christians, like, they the most flawed motherfuckers out here. Like,
it's true.
I've come across so many Christians that pass so much judgment.
And that's a sin.
Yes. And it's like, then you look at, okay, well, it's no sin that's greater than the other. You have Christians that look like... Prime example, my mom is a Christian, okay? So, and one thing I don't like is the fact, like, of course, everybody knows that I like girls or I'm into girls or whatever. Okay. If I had to pick the label, it would be bisexual, of course, but I don't go by a label or I identify as
a bi label
or whatever. Yeah, I like what I like.
Same. Because I don't go broadcasting that shit. It's just like, if I like you and I vibe with you, we vibe. Like, that's what it is.
But
I feel it.
I feel like with that, my mom has always, like, looked down on gay people or just people that like the same sex or whatever. So that kind of drew me away from it. And just being in church, and when you walk in church, you don't feel the most welcoming.
Like, those are the most judgmental, hypocritical
motherfuckers there is. Like, I don't like that. But when you look at spiritual, like... It's a difference. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's more personal for me. Like, I know I can talk to God day, night. I could...
Whenever.
Honey, I done been sinning, and me and God is having a full conversation in my head.
Nah. I'm going to get my shit together. But
you just spared me there one last time.
Because there's still one more bitch I got to slap in here.
But spiritual, definitely. I'm way more spiritual. And then I became more spiritual, I feel like. It started at my mom's house, and me and her would bump heads a lot with it or whatever. But when I moved out, I was able to be in my own area, create my own altar. And it's not so much as, okay, I don't believe in God. Yes, I believe in God. It's just I'm not identifying with a religion. Like, it's me and God. And as long as I look at it, if I do right or whatever, or do what
that's
my purpose
that matters.
Is, love on people or whatever, I know I'm going to be just fine.
Right.
And then, like, the book has been rewritten. So when you look at the Bible, you don't know. Even know what we reading. Like, you don't know if this shit right because you weren't here to see it.
Hello.
Like, what?
Yes.
We could be reading some bullshit for all we know. We don't know.
We don't know what that man said.
Thank you. You
like, I say that shit all the time. Because I'm kind of the same. Well, not even kind of. I am the same way. And my reason is somewhat like yours. Growing up, of course, we both grew up in church. And I realized that as I got older and kind of branched out on my own, especially when I went off to college and you like away from your family, blase, blase, you realize... It's so much shit that you do, but you don't know why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just grew up with people telling you
to do it.
And then when you question it, you're just like, I don't even know why I do this. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just like, when I think about it, this don't really make sense. The math ain't mathing like it's supposed to. But I will say, like, I do believe in God 100% because I just feel like, so many amazing things have happened to me and so many situations where I'm just like, damn, I don't know how this shit gonna shake out.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it shake out. I cannot not believe that there is a God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, of course I do believe in God. Of course, me and God, we have our one-on-ones. But as far as like organized religion,
no.
I can't get with it.
I can't.
It's a no for me, though. Because I was just like, no.
I'm okay.
But I'm also into meditation too, and yoga and all that stuff too, though. So I'm very much so like, God is in within me.
Yeah. I don't like the organized religion, but what I've noticed is because I do have my own routine of, you know, talking to God. Like, if I know that this is me and God's time or whatever, I'll usually shuffle my playlist, like my gospel playlist or whatever. Either I'll shuffle it, or if it's a song on my heart, I'll play it and just let it play out. Right. And it's just me and God. I'm sitting on the floor, crisscross applesauce. It's just me and him, as if I'm just like straight visualizing him, and I'm just talking the same way I talk to you. A curse word.
That's how I talk about God. You know me.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll apologize.
Ain't no need to be on the front. You know what I'm going to say before I say it. Exactly. So I ain't no need to try to dress it up.
But I know if I'm feeling that overwhelmed, like if I'm feeling like, okay, I just need a release.
Yeah.
I like going to church for, and this may sound so retarded, but I love going to church for the praise and worship. That, and then, and it sucks because I will leave as soon as they start preaching.
That actually does not sound retarded, because let me tell you, as crazy as you think that is, I feel the same way. Like, I do not like organized religion, but I like the feeling of church, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I like the feeling of, because, and I will say, it's only some churches that you feel that in. Like, you actually feel God within the atmosphere.
Yes.
Like, okay, I can feel his presence here. And sometimes you just need that reset.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just need a reset. But then again, I'll be...
It'd be a hit or miss, like, okay, and this is no shade, but if I go to my uncle church, I don't really feel God in there. Like, I'll feel it, but it's after... somebody has, like, either sung some songs I'm hooked on, or for me, it's the music.
It has to touch my soul.
Yes.
I've been to some churches where the preacher is preaching a sermon. I'm just like, damn.
Like, I'm really,
like, you talking to me. Like, this is for me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm like, yeah, no, this ain't it. Because
something
that turned me off from church, and I tell you no lie, I swear to God, I cannot make this up. Let me ask you this. How you feel about tithing and offerings? Let me ask. Because this, I'm going to tell you why I'm asking.
Okay,
this.
I don't agree with it. You can give your 10% back to God in plenty of different ways besides money. It can be feeding somebody. It can be clothing somebody.
Hello.
It can be giving somebody a fucking ride. Like, that's...
Okay, so we
back.
Here with
yeah,
it.
No.
Because I went... A friend of mine invited me to their church. They invited me to their church, and I was already a little iffy about it. But, you know, I'm like, okay, you know what? You've invited me multiple times. I'm actually going to go. I went. The service was, it was nice.
The service was the service.
Yeah, the service was the service. It did it for the people, I guess. But one thing that turned me off was they did one tither and offering. Cool. I don't know if they didn't hit their mark. They didn't get as much as they thought they were going to get. I don't know what took place. But this man got back on the stage and said, the Lord put it on my heart.
No, and I don't like stuff
that's
like that.
What, and I was just
because
like, you know
you're
what?
Using God's name in vain and shit. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, you going to hell. Now,
if
he just strikes the shit down
ticket.
Right now.
I was like, God didn't tell you to ask
exactly.
These people for the moment. I don't like stuff like
I don't
that.
Like that either. Or I don't like the, it's not even tithing offering. Like, you have those churches. And I get it. When you have a big church,
right.
Yes, it requires more money to keep it afloat. I understand.
But say that.
Yes. I'd rather you say that and be transparent about it
than,
okay, as soon as they get done singing, you sending this plate around. And then after you get done preaching, you want to send this plate around again. You keep sending this plate around. You go fuck around and come up short fucking
is
with
that,
me. I'm going to go take a few dollars up out of here, okay? Like,
y'all do change. Let me get my change. Is that and the preachers be riding around these nice ass cars that the church done paid for?
Thank you.
And I'm just like,
but then you got the deacons that's been slaving. I'm talking about putting their blood, sweat, and tears to keep the church up and afloat and running. They in the same pinto they been in since '88.
And you won't even get them, let them get in the pool pit to serve them.
Thank you.
They gotta sit on the sideline.
Like,
I don't like this.
No,
so I was like, that just turned me off from church. I wasn't feeling it. I just like, I'm not doing
it. Do you
it.
Have a problem? And this could be me. I don't like churches, and it could be that I was grown up. Do you like going to big churches or small churches?
I like going to small churches, but you got to remember, you know, I'm from a small-ass town. I'm from a Baptist background, too, though.
Yeah.
So my church, our very first church, like, when I say, like, small town, like, it was down a dirt road wooden floors, wooden pews. See, like, okay, that's my kind of vibe.
I like that. That like, that's the church that I'm used to.
Yeah, where you gotta
like, yes, you
that's my church. Yeah, yeah, that's my church. I like stuff like that. The big mega churches, they cool, but I feel like a lot of that stuff is for pure entertainment, and now I feel like you're playing with God.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but I know for me, I have a thing with small churches, and I don't know, I know when I'm feeling God, because, like, I'll get chills, and they be feeling like, or like how they said in the Bible, like, it's like fire shut up in my bones, like, that type of feeling, or whatever. But I've noticed I'll get it in small, intimate churches, like, the ones where they don't got no piano, they got an organ. Like, they got a drummer, they got some tambourines. Like, I like that. Like, that makes me feel like, okay, me and God
at home.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm at home.
But then, I don't know, because my grandma, she used to have this thing. It's called, she would do, like, this hand bone thing or whatever. And then also, if we would be at the house and it was just us, like, she would probably bust out with a hymn. Mm. And I think I'm more spiritual because, you know, like, our ancestors used to, it wasn't the church. Like, they more so had instruments that they made.
Because they believe voice. Where you are, that's where church is.
Like, I like that feeling, but I can't do the big mega churches. I just can't. I can't do church. I haven't been to church since probably before COVID.
I know I ain't been to church since before COVID.
Yeah, and it's by, some of it is by choice. Now, don't get me wrong, I do have my moments, like I said, where I just want to go and congregate, like, go be with the other people, like, you know, why the praise and worship is going on, and they could be crying, it's not about what they got going on, I'm crying, it's not about what I got going on. I like that, but I can't.
Yeah, and I think, like, back to what you said, I think it's just very weird that y'all go by this book that they wrote, and it literally says the King James Version, so this is the version that he wanted you to have.
Exactly.
So it's like, that's weird to me, and y'all don't think it's weird that at one point in time, the Bible was the only thing that slaves could read? Like, we couldn't read no other books but the Bible. Y'all don't think that's weird? I think when you talk to church people about it, they get pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to talk
about it. You ask them a question that make them have to think. Yeah, but
they don't like it.
Another reason, like, my auntie's church, I can definitely say she has it's a small church or whatever, and her daughter is married to a guy that's a pastor now or whatever. And when I used to ask him certain questions, you can tell that you don't know the answer. Only reason why you think this is the correct way, because this is what you've been shown.
Yeah.
But you haven't really did your research for real to know why if you should even be reading this book specifically. Nobody is saying I'm against God. I'm not saying that. No. But I'm against man-made shit. Okay, so since we're on the topic of just religion and church and God, can you think of a time, like, where you know for yourself at your big age that God was real? Not what your mama told you, not with, like, what you got to experience firsthand to know, okay, this shit real.
It's
like,
been multiple occasions, but I can tell you my first encounter where I knew, like, okay, God is real. And that's when I was off at basic training. And I just was like, this shit here, like, it's such a, it's different. Like, it's just so different. You just like, I can't do this shit. Because you realize that your body is so much stronger than you think it is. And your mind is just so much stronger than you think it is. And it's one of those things, like, of course, basic training is physical, but it's also it's more so mind. Like, your mind, it really has to be mind over matter, because your mind will tell you that you can't do a lot of things, which in turn it kind of goes back to, well, at least for me, your faith and your relationship with God and things like that. Because I'm just like, it's with times where I just was like, okay, I gotta pray. Like, every night I would pray, like, and I'm talking about, like, long drawn out prayers, like, okay, bro, what's up, like, what we gonna do? I feel like, but I'm also a very strong believer that God will not take you somewhere where he's not willing to bring you to the other side of it. So I look at a lot of things, like, I'm just like, okay, I don't understand why you would bring me this far, as cliche as it sounds, just to
drop me.
like, figure it out, bitch. Yeah, like, good luck. So I feel like that's probably my first encounter. I'm just like, oh shit, God is actually real. Because, yeah, like, and basic training, you go through so many different levels of things, so many, and just tests is like everything, like, excuse me, like stuff you never even thought of. You're just like, I can't do this shit. Like, they had us, like, this thing called Jacob's Ladder, and you climbing it. But this is a ladder, but it's not a ladder. Like, it looks like a ladder, but it looks like a ladder that maybe, this is gonna sound crazy, that maybe, like, Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk would be on. Like, the gaps, no lie, D, I cannot make this shit up. The gaps were wider than my height. And you have to find a way to climb it by yourself. And this thing goes up like 60 feet in the air. You don't have no rappel. You don't have no rope, no nothing. So if you like miss foot, misstep, and your ass fall, you're falling to the ground from that high up. Like, it's shit like that that takes place. And I'm just like, I cannot, again, not believe that there's not a God, because who else get me through shit like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what about you?
I'm still stuck on this ladder. Holy fuck.
Girl, it's some wild ass shit.
I probably have to walk around it. Girl. I can't use no instruments.
Girl,
no.
My, it's just you. Like, it's just some wild ass shit that go on the face. You know, these motherfuckers are crazy. The crazy part is all the drill sergeants have gone through all this stuff. So they know that it's possible. So I'm like, these motherfuckers are crazy. Yeah, nah.
A time I knew, like, of course I knew God was real, but I gotta go touch the stove to see if it's hot type of thing. Yeah, like, so I need an example. Yeah, like, I need to really,
you gotta show
see
me.
This.
Yeah, like, you gotta show me. Show me you here. What's up?
I was coming home from work, and I was with Yatavi at the time. We was coming, we was on I-20, and I don't know if you know the curb, like, before you get to Candler or whatever, it's mm-hmm. like a line along.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's that curb. So it was a car that was up, like, getting off the meeting, like, getting off the exit or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, me and Yatavi are, like, driving. She driving. I'm in a passenger seat. We see the car tumble, like, from the top. Like, it's a 1999 Honda Civic, small car. So when the car is tumbling, as the car is tumbling, it's getting smushed in. By every time it rolled, it's smushed.
What the fuck?
It landed with the driver's side on the concrete and the passenger side sticking up in the air. Or either the driver's side. No, the passenger side was in the air.
Yeah.
Yatavia pulled over and she, like, we looking like deer in headlights because I know this girl gotta be dead. Like, yeah. She gotta be. When I tell you, it seemed like it was slow motion. Every time you see it turn, the car was getting slimmer and, like, just smaller and smaller. So she parked the car up under, like, the little thing or whatever. And she was just like, go help. And so I ran over there. When I tell you, and this shit, like, it gives me chills just thinking about it every single time. I seen the girl come out the car, cash, it wasn't a scratch. She wasn't bruised, nothing. Yes. Bitch got out. Girl, what? Like, if God wasn't real,
like,
then
that is just so crazy.
What? Like, to get out and she's in her right mind, not a busted lip. Yeah. This bitch ain't got a paper cut. Like,
that's wild.
And the car is already on fire. Like, it's making that little spark noise. And the only thing that she's thinking about is, I need my phone. I said, so you can use my phone. Like, I could log out of my Instagram.
Girl,
you could log into your shit.
Right.
Like, whatever you need, just pull up, come away from the car, whatever. Wow. And you heard the car, like, do the one big pop before it actually blow. So that's when I had told her to back up. And it was other cars by that time that had stopped. But if you would have seen her pull herself through the window, like, come out the car type shit, and when she stood there next to the car, just got up and walked out. Like,
James,
cash, if I didn't know God, if I needed
to know
God,
you would have known that
God
she got out
real,
that fucking car.
And I'm talking about, like, the car is, it's smushed. It's a Honda Civic, this small ass, and the heel is high.
That shit is high. That's a long ass tumble. Like,
thank
she was
you.
In that car for a minute. That's wild.
from that day, like, me and Jesus, we had a new, yeah, we had, I had a new respect for God. Because, okay.
We here. We
you know,
here.
Like, yeah, that's true. That was
real. Because this is sometimes, even when I've been in my car and just some crazy ass shit that happened, I'm just like, damn, I'm probably supposed to be dead right now. Like, what the fuck? Like, stuff like that happened. I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. But I look at it as like, a little shaker, like, bitch, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to wake up. Like,
or wake up. I can say, God lets me know he's real by the smallest things. I'll be high as a kite. I'm talking about high past God high. Like, and everybody know past the third, once the third blunt kind of get into me, like, I got to drive all the way home type shit. Yeah. I'm talking about cash. I'll be, like, dozing off. Like,
high.
I'll be, like, going into different lanes. And somehow every time I still make it back home. And I make it back home perfectly fine. Like, it be little shit. I done drove home completely intoxicated. I'm talking about, bitch, I don't even know how I got in the car type shit. And when I come, when I get up in the morning and I actually kind of peek outside my window, see what my car look like and see if this, and like, see if the bitch even here. Like, let's start there.
Yeah, let's start there. Because I was high at home. Like, let's start there. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel? How do you feel about, since we're talking about religion? Because I know this is like a big, I honestly don't know if it's a big topic as far as like in the realm of spirituality, because I just ain't took a deep dove into it on that side yet. But I know for sure on the religious side, they ain't going forward.
Yeah.
How do you feel about abortion? And then I'm going to let you answer, and I'm going to tell you what I
already know your answer. My answer is, I grew up knowing, like, considering abortions to be wrong. Or you were raised to know, like, if it's not, you shouldn't be getting an abortion.
Yeah.
Like, if babies are a blessing, that's what I grew up on. Now, my take on it, if I'm just out here being grown, no, I don't get to say so of if I want to abort something or not. Like, I don't believe in it that way. The only way that I would get an abortion, the only way that I support abortion is a rape or
for
a
sure.
health concern. And it's not a health concern or of, okay, well, you just gonna have to be on bed rest. It's a health concern where the doctor has told me it's either you or the baby.
Yeah.
So at that point, then yes, I would get an abortion. If it's rape, I would get an abortion.
Yeah.
But for me just to be out here being grown, I know I'm not supposed to be using this pussy anyways, but I'm going to use it just because I feel like it. No, ma'am. You go sit here.
Pop that pussy.
Yep. So you got to be ready to pop that baby out. Go ahead. Pop this stroller. Pop these peppers. Honey.
Well,
we already know your answer, sister. My
all of my friends know I'm very much so pro-choice. I feel like at the end of the day, do what's best for you, because I honestly feel like I do get it. Like, you should be out in these streets popping that pussy if you don't want no baby. I get it. But in the same token, I'm just like, why would you knowingly bring a kid into a fucked up situation? You get what I'm saying? Like, why would you want to do that?
If I'm thinking of all the niggas I done fucked with.
Yeah.
I've only had one fucked up ass situation. And hell, that was...
We gonna have to bleep that out. But what I'm saying is, for instance, you have people who, like, I know this rarely happens, but it happens. You have people who are virgins who go out and have sex and just so happily get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who have one night stands, just so happily get pregnant. And it's just like,
okay, now I do a one night stand. If it's a one night stand and I know, like, I'm in Hawaii, so I'm not gonna see this nigga again. Like, I don't even know this nigga name.
Yeah.
Then yes, I'm not gonna bring a baby into that. But
right.
I just think we too grown to be, number one, getting ourselves in situations
that's
fucked
true.
Up. So why are you in this fucked up situation? And you still want to fuck on this nigga knowing that a baby could possibly come from that?
But D, keep it 100 now.
I'm saying.
I just said, keep it 100. I'm pretty sure it is some ladies out there who have know for a fact, know that they should not be fucking with this nigga, but the dick just so good that we're just gonna bypass all of that. And nine times out of ten, like, everyone knows in the back of their mind, when you laying down with somebody, of course a baby could come from that. But when you in a moment and all that shit, you do not be thinking about that. Like, it doesn't cross your mind. You guys, like, it doesn't cross your mind. A baby is just so far fetched from your mind when you get ready to fuck.
But I've only had one nigga to nut in me too, so.
I mean, same, I have, but I'm like, I've kind of been like, yeah, I know I'm not getting no baby from this nigga, I know I'm wrapping it up, like I can kind of bet my bottom dollar. But okay, that's another thing, it is people out here who wrap it up because you get pregnant. Exactly, so in that situation you do every precaution, because people on birth control too, who somehow get a baby. So let's say you do every precaution
and I still end up pregnant,
yes,
by they fucked up ass nigga.
Yes.
God damn, girl, I'm hooking. I'm hooking. That's what the fuck I'm doing. We fighting, bitch.
I feel it. I mean, like I said, I'm just do what's best for you. I get it. I mean, at the end of the day, life is full of choices. You know, we all don't have no business doing
fucking
it.
Fucking and
sucking. That's true, because. Especially y'all holy Christians that's gone by that Bible.
Yeah, because y'all ain't supposed to be fucking right now anyway.
It's safe.
And it's a lot of Christians that had a bunch of babies out of wedlock. I'm a little confused. Like, I thought y'all supposed to be serving God. Y'all serving dick.
We
like,
not bad. You wasn't that a fine guy. Okay. But yeah, I feel it. I'm very much so pro-choice. Do what's best for you at the end of the day, because I just feel like the end goal, well, I feel like the end goal should be to bring your child into a healthy, happy situation and one that you can provide for it. But then again, I do feel what you're saying. You shouldn't be busting it if you can't provide. But at the same time,
just don't
but
bust that kind it with no ancient ass nigga. Like, don't bust it with the nigga. And this, like, this, I think this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about just a normal ass. You know, you
that's just poor pussy management.
Thank you, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, though, why would you want, like, why would you want to put yourself in a situation? Let alone a kid.
Yeah,
like,
you right.
You got to feel like number one, no car, no place to stay, no job in sight. This nigga wearing the same fucking two pair jeans he own. Like, I don't that type of nigga. Why are you fucking with that nigga anyway?
What I don't understand is, fuck it. This if I must say. I'm trying to find a way to say it without sounding offensive.
Just say this.
Fuck it. I don't understand how you knew this nigga was a bum before you laid down with this nigga. And when I say bum, I'm not talking about like your mattress on the floor bum. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about like you ain't got no morals. You ain't got no values. You ain't got no standards. Mm-hmm. You don't want shit in life. Mm-hmm. Like, you not no hustler. Like, you ain't trying to do shit with yourself. But then you turn around and you want to have his child and you expect for him to just miraculously become this
man. Can I say this? Because so I just want to ask a question.
Stop having babies with moms. Y'all got to choose y'all. If y'all going to get a baby daddy, no cap. Y'all need to choose wisely, because this is somebody that you have to raise this child.
Exactly.
You know, I won't say have to, but in an ideal world, I would hope that you want your kid's father
to be a part of it. Yeah, to be here, to be present. Like, and you shouldn't want no bum as a fucking father. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Why would you do that to your kids?
Thank you. Like, that's just weird to me. But hey, everybody ain't able. Everybody ain't blessed. So it be like that. I guess.
I don't like the
lay down with dogs, get fleas.
I don't like the girls that, and we're not gonna name no names.
Okay. We're gonna try not.
Yeah, I'm not drop
you
the
did.
Ball early.
We gotta go back and take that shit out.
But I don't like the girls that, or the niggas, because you have niggas that do it too.
Okay.
That they'll be fucking with somebody, and you fucking with them heavy. That's your nigga, that's your bitch, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as y'all break up, y'all airing each other out. And it's you telling shit that is just disgusting. Like, I seen on Twitter. They was arguing, going back and forth. It was this guy and this girl. And the thread was just getting disgusting, more disgusting and more disgusting. Like, when she, and this, my thing is, I'm not finna put certain shit out because it makes me look bad as a person. If like if it's something that involves both of us, I'm not putting that shit out. Like, it shouldn't be, well, you wasn't saying that when you was eating my pussy on my period and I ain't even white. Like, it's like little shit.
Okay,
like,
yeah, that's nasty.
That's disgusting. But, or you basically saying, oh, she ain't got no money. She can't dress. Like, you was just with her.
You was fucking her.
Thank you. So, obviously, you didn't care about the money in her bank account. You didn't care about the clothes in her closet at that time. Like, you cared about the pussy. You cared about her. Like,
that's true.
Stop.
I just feel like, number one, that's lame. I feel like it's just lame in general. Lame niggas, lame bitches. Point blank, period. But I also feel like this is just me as a person. If I, it's not even if I'm really rocking with you. I mean, just in general, if I'm dealing with you, I'm not taking no shit to the internet.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like at the end of the day, we got each other's numbers.
Yes.
That's number one. And number two is just like, why? And this might be the Virgo on me. I'm a very private person anyways. Yeah, like I'm a very private person anyways. Like I just, you ain't gonna, it ain't too much you gonna get from social media from me that I don't want you to know, or please don't think you peeping shit, because I'm a very calculated bitch. Like, so when it's,
I do these tweets, I make sure
I would never want to do that. Then number two, at some point in time, y'all had some kind of loyalty to each other. So that just shows, like,
it's a respect line.
Bitch, like, your loyalty ain't shit.
Thank you. Or like, even if I'm not fucking with you right now, like, we can be on shitty ass terms. I'm still not putting our shit out there.
Yeah, because like, it's people that I don't talk to, and you will never, ever hear me, like, say shit about it. Honestly, and I'm the type of person, I forget shit anyways. Like, I'm not gonna say, this might sound rude. I don't care enough to remember it. You get what I'm saying? Like, some shit, I just don't care enough to remember. Or it's just a simple fact, like, I got my own shit going on. Like, I'm not trying to remember every fucking detail that you tell me.
I had that in a friend. Well, not even a friend, like, the girl that I used to be cool with. And she had made a statement, like, well, you can't go nowhere now because you know all my business. First of all, I know a lot of my bitches' business.
It's so funny that you... It's so funny that you said that shit.
I don't like shit like that. My thing is, I'm not putting, we can fall out tomorrow. Your shit is
You was there when I got that phone call and the statement was made.
Oh.
Well, you know where I live and you know everything about me. And I'm just like, now you're trying my character because
that's not me. Like, I don't
you ain't never heard or seen me do no shit like that. So it's just weird of you to even, for that to even cross your mind. But hey, I get it. Bitches are shiesty these days.
Yeah, but my,
I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, but don't put me, for us to be as friends as long as we have, it should be an understanding. Okay, even though I'm not cool with this bitch, I'm not moving like that on this bitch.
Girl.
Like, first of all,
it's
I don't
a bitch
get
I
want
to shut the
right
fuck
too.
Out of to this day. And I still wouldn't tell her business.
I got one baby mama. I know I'm beating ass. I don't care. It could be 10 years later. We could be at her mama's funeral. I'm whooping ass.
You already know what I'm saying. We could be in the grocery store. I could be in the grocery store with my baby. Hold mommy first.
I got one more kid to do.
I would slap the wig off of. Like, I do not give a fuck. But yeah, I just, no. That's just weird of me. I think, but even outside of relationships, friendships, whatever, like, anybody that I feel like at one point in time, like, y'all was cool and y'all was dealing, like, hanging out, whatever, whatever, why would you even want to go on social media and do something like that? That's weird.
And I don't get no cool points. I don't get no bragging rights for that shit. That shit not cute.
If anything, your other friends looking at you like,
bitch, is you gonna do this to me?
Hello. If you don't do it to her, you damn sure do it to me.
Exactly.
So just
like, no.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I ain't feeling it. It's enough for me, dog.
Child.
What you got? Let me eat.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask a question, but I feel like that should be saved for another episode.
No, I want to hear it.
How much is too much? Because everybody has girlfriends or whatever.
You mean like friends are the girls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Little
Nash. I was just making sure. I was just making sure. Okay.
But how much is too much when you have your friends, like, say if your friend called, one of your friends called or whatever, and she going through some shit, and you tell another friend, how much is too much?
The thing with that is, I don't really too much do that, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't... especially if they don't know each other, because I feel like that's weird.
Weird, yeah.
Like, I had a friendship where it was three of us, and one would tell me something, and then another would probably ask about it. But all my friends know I'm quick to be like, that ain't my business. Yeah. You got to ask her. Or it'll be like, hey, do you mind if I tell da-da-da-da-da-da? I've never been one to be like, girl.
Yeah.
She said da-da-da-da-da-da. Because at the end of the day, I feel like I wouldn't want that shit done to me.
Yeah.
That's going to piss me the fuck off. But I do get it if we're like all friends. And let's say I know that. Because, you know, when you have a group of friends, it's going to come up amongst y'all anyway. Right. So, with that, it's kind of like, I wouldn't mind it in that sense. But in the same token, like, let's say it's me, you, and y'all. And we all good friends. And I tell you something, but you know that eventually all three of us are going to talk about it. I wouldn't care if you told her that, but on the back end, just be like, oh, yeah, I did tell y'all, da, da, da. So, when y'all get to talking about it, I'm not surprised that she already know about it. Because I'm just like, what the fuck? Or how the fuck? But other than that, I don't care. But if it's like me and you and I'm telling you something about DJ Bay, and then I meet one of your other friends and she's like, oh yeah, you the one that with this.
Hell,
you get what I'm saying? And she's sitting there talking. I'm going to look at you like, bitch.
I mean, let's go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pee? Yeah. Go pee.
I gotta pee.
If I gotta pee, you gotta pee.
And I'm gonna be like, bitch, how does she know so much about me? Like, I don't know this girl from a can of paint. I think it just all depends on the comfortability of it too, though. Like, how comfortable are you amongst those friends?
Yeah.
Cause you know you got your friends. And then you got your best bitch. Like, you know you had a friend that people be like, don't tell her about it. And you be like, okay, I won't tell her about it. But you got like one or two of your best bitches. Like, they like, y'all don't count. You're like, I ain't supposed to tell her about it, but y'all don't count. Because you know they not going to say shit either, though. Like, with me and you, with some situations, like, I've told you things, and then it comes back up, you act surprised like you didn't know the shit. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, especially if you know you ain't supposed to know the shit, you're like, oh, for real? Yeah, like, that's how it's supposed to be, though. But many people don't have friends like that either, that you know that you could tell everything to, and it's going to stay between y'all.
That's a fact. I'm going to say I'm fine with, I can't even say good news. I'm fine. Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, because that's I was going to start off like that, but I can't even say it like that.
Because you don't know how people feel about you.
Yeah. I'm big on, if you know, okay, because everybody's not going to take to me. I have learned that over the years.
I'm slowly learning that.
Yeah, I've gotten that over the years.
I feel like I'm a bit much.
Yeah, and I know I'm not the easiest to get along with. My demeanor is very strong. Like, I can come out very bitchy or just like.
Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo. Okay. So,
but that goes back to our last episode. For you to actually get to know us, you'll love us. But at face value, it's like,
awful.
This bitch is mean. Like, I want no parts of that bitch.
I feel like when it comes to me, if your friends, like, okay, if I have something going on, because I'm big on, depending on the situation, I don't mind who you tell or whatever. But if you know it's personal, like if I'm telling you and you can tell as my friend if this is some shit that you wouldn't want nobody else to know.
Right.
Like if I just told you, okay, I just got an STD or something. Like, bitch, that's not for nobody else to know.
Right.
Like,
read the room, bitch.
Thank you. Like, if I tell you, okay, well, I'm late on my rent, or I'm about to get evicted, or I'm 2 months behind on this. Like, it's certain shit I wouldn't want nobody else to know. But it's certain shit I don't mind, you know, your friends knowing. I just think you should have the spirit of discernment, like, to know what
when
I can tell.
Because,
I mean, my thing is, when you having conversations, like, especially when it comes up with babies, I instantly talk about Mason or whatever because that's my godson.
Right.
So it might come up, oh yeah, me and Yatavia did X, Y, and Z, or Mason and Yatavia do this. Like, and that's it's no harm, no foul in that.
Right.
My problem comes in that when you know you telling intimate shit, personal shit,
like face value stuff. So you're like, face value, okay, cool, whatever, but when we get to the details,
deep shit, like, right now, everybody knows I'm, like, apartment hunting or whatever,
right.
So nobody know besides y'all.
But I said, bitch, we found one now.
But nobody knows, like, the apartment I'm moving into besides my family and literally, like, you and Yatavia or whatever. Uh-huh. But I didn't want nobody to know that.
Right.
Because everybody's not going to be happy for your good news. Then you got people that's going to be praying on your neck.
Like, no.
Yes. that no part. Yeah, so I'm big. I don't know, I feel like I'm fine with, like you said, like the just face value shit, like simple shit, yeah, surface level shit, shit that won't matter in the next year or right. two. But if I'm telling you some personal shit, I need for that to stay between that's you and
true.
I
know this one's supposed to be on this episode, but it's gonna have to segue in there. This actually it the reason why I say this is because it's honestly and truly about the circle of friends that you have. Mm-hmm. Some people get off on gossiping, and people don't realize that most of their friendships are literally based off of gossiping. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't have shit else to talk about but other people and their business. No. And it's just like, bitch, let's talk about how we're going to get this money.
Yeah, that's like, not no friendship. Like,
yeah, so I'm like,
that's not no friendship. If I can't talk, I don't just want to sit up here and talk shit. Yeah, we going to talk shit. We going to throw a little shade. Like, because you know I got a little joke in me. But I'll
joke. Joke.
Little jokey joke. You know I got one for you, but it's still the point. I should be able to talk about, you know, other things with you. Like, right, you should be able to be present. I should be able to go out with you.
Yeah.
Or go to, and it's not just, because I've learned that you have friends for certain shit. I've, like, had friends that I could go out with. And then I have friends that I know I can't go to church with. Or I can't go to my mom's house with. Or because it's just, I could.
That ain't your, that ain't your scene.
Yeah.
That ain't your scene. Yeah.
So, no.
It's different friends. I mean, but then again, you do have one or two friends that
they can kind of do everything.
Yeah.
Like, they just, they ride.
They
like,
bitch, what we doing
there? What we
gonna do, yoga? Okay. We going to 11:45. Okay. Church service tomorrow. Okay. Like, you have some friends that's like, they can do it. And then you got some friends where you like, I cannot take this bitch to this networking event.
No.
She better show her. Know how to act. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot do it. But I think I'm not even slowly but surely. My circle now is like,
I don't got no circle.
I wouldn't mind. Me either. It's like
it's a dot. It's a little dot.
Yeah, it's a dot. But I mean, the people that I have in it, I know that
they
I wouldn't mind taking them anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, wherever. Like, it's like, I don't have to too much worry about you. Like, I ain't got to worry about how you going to dress. I ain't got to worry about how you
going to make it. I ain't got to worry about shit.
And it's, the thing is, when you step, it's not a... Speaking of, how do you feel about... Because this was a topic, and I feel like people looked at it crazy. How do you feel like you and your friends are going somewhere, and they ask you, you wearing heels or tennis shoes, or what you wearing? How do you feel about it?
We do that.
I know we do
it. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't either, because I feel like I need to know the vibe.
Yeah.
But some people were saying, because I seen it on Twitter, some people were saying, like, if your friend asks you this, then they trying to compete with you.
No, my thing is everybody coming up. Rules. Thank you. If everybody else coming up in sneakers, I'm the only person that's dressed to the nines with heels on. Like, bitch, where you going?
Bitch,
I missed the message.
Yeah, like, damn, I didn't get the memo.
Girl,
like, I feel left out. Like, I want to chill.
Yeah,
like,
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And I want all of my bitches to. Now, it'd be a difference if we going out somewhere and it's whatever you want to put on. That's how you step in or whatever.
Show
that's
your personality.
Yeah, that's one thing. But if we just going out and everybody in the group chat or somebody, we FaceTiming what y'all wearing, how we coming.
Because you know that's us all day.
Yeah, it ain't like I'm telling you to lay out your outfit. Okay, well, I'm going to match what you got. No, right, ain't nobody doing that. Like, what I do just, need, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Okay. Because it threw me for a loop when people.
And I ain't no hidden ass, but you know I like some bitches. Honey. Put that shit on.
Let me see.
Turn around.
Get over, you know. I just was like, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the more and more, like, I see people talk about, like, their friendships and things, I'm like, y'all ain't really got no friends.
Yeah. Y'all are not secure within yourself. Like, it shouldn't be, okay, whatever I put on. Oh, I know my bitch gonna try to upstage me. No, bitch, I'm gonna put this shit on. If you look good, you just look good. Like, okay.
I was chilling today.
Girl,
I go back to my off day today.
Bitch, and y'all know whatever I feel like putting on, that's what the fuck I wear. And I don't give a damn about anybody else got on
clothes.
Shit.
The only way that y'all can, once I'm dressed, the only way you can get me to change clothes, and I better really want to fucking go, is if they got a fucking dress code. Mm-hmm. And what I got on ain't going to cut it. That's the only way you can get me to change clothes. Other than that, I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I'm fine the way I am. Like, but then again, I feel like that goes with what you say. You have to be secure within yourself.
Yeah, and know you put that shit on. Like, it's going to be days like today. I got on a sweatshirt. I got on some sweatpants, and I got on my house shoes. By the way, y'all, these shoes is cute. She did wear
her fucking house
shoes. Okay, and I look cute. Like,
I mean, they are cute, but we agree.
Dude, yeah.
Bitch, you should have been in the house.
I really thought, by the time I got in the car, I'm like, these do feel a little comfortable. Like, these ain't my crop. Damn, these ain't the crop.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, we in that.
Here we are.
It's oh, well. But yeah, I just feel like,
y'all don't be having no friends.
They don't.
That's just what it boiled out to.
Well, okay.
The next topic.
We finna wrap it up.
No, because we got to do.
We finna do restaurant of the week. Oh, and then weed of the week. Okay. And then we got song of the week. We finna wrap it the fuck up.
Okay, I guess.
All right, you can do restaurant and then I do weed.
So.
It's Big Mama Pretty.
Yeah, I can't indulge. Fuck with me in February. This was Monday, and I was just having a really sucky day on Monday. Monday just was fucking Monday. And my favorite foods are Italian and Mexican. Not together, but you know.
Yeah.
I like both. So, I went on an impromptu date, and he took me to Maggiano's. And I always got takeout from there, but I had never been.
Really? And,
girl, no. We went to one in Bucket. I had never actually been in
like
there.
To sit?
Yeah. I would just order takeout. Go home.
Really?
Yeah. I had never.
I like Maggiano's.
It was nice. Real cute. Yeah, it was real cute. And I love it. Let me tell you, because you know, a bitch be these days sweatsuit out. But I had on my sweatsuit. He had on his. And one thing that I do love about him is when he want to get dressed, he'll get dressed. But if he chilling. And if I'm chilling. It's just nice. And this might sound bad, but I like to make white people feel uncomfortable. Like, I love going to really nice places. And if they don't have a dress code, I love to, like, of course, I love to get cute. But at the same time, I love to chill.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, white people feel like black people ain't got no money. And that's just very odd and weird to me. And I just need you to know that.
I do. And I'm not trying to be funny, but you, like, working with the type of line of work I do, you realize that it's a lot of black, like, African-American
motherfuckers
that got some money.
Money. So, yeah. We went to Maggiano's. So that's my restaurant in a week. And it was very good. I had the chicken parmesan.
That's what I keep.
I loved it.
It's so good.
Girl, I loved it. It was so good. So, that's my restaurant of the week. Y'all should go to Maggiano's. And Buckhead. They got one in Perimeter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Perimeter Mall, but I went to the one.
Excuse me. The one in Perimeter Mall is nice too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I love the setup. I didn't even know that they had an upstairs in there.
Now see, I didn't know.
They got an upstairs in Maggiano's, like where you can what's it called? You can rent it out for events and shit. Like ballrooms, weddings, all that shit. So yeah. So okay, so what weed you smoking this week?
let me
live through you.
Child. So it's two. I'm gonna talk about two sessions. One session I had the weed was called Paradise Island. It was really good. And most weed, you got certain weed because I only wrap. Like I'll only like roll up woods or like a grab a leaf or whatever.
Can you teach me how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you got nails, so I know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so I usually roll in woods and like grab a leaf. If I need a paper, I wrap a paper around it or whatever. But the weed is usually harder, like it hit harder, or you know, like it hit different when it's wrapped up in a backwood.
Yeah,
Paradise Island weed was really good. Like, of course, it's like an indica, like it's gonna get you.
I was gonna ask you,
but
so you in the couch,
yeah, in the bed. So, but it was so light. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a weed. It's it's a lemon weed. I cannot, I've only been able to smoke it once. Okay. And it was this girl named Jada that put me onto it.
Okay.
But when I tell you the weed tastes so refreshing, like, yeah, like it tastes like morning wake up. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's how the Paradise Island weed tasted or whatever. It just didn't have like the lemon taste to it.
I'm right.
Like, but that was good. Also,
that's a nice high.
It was.
Yeah, that's like a nice relaxing.
It was high. Like it was that high.
Like, I don't care about my phone. Like, yeah, I just want to be here,
like, bruh. Like, and I know, like, of course, the on like on the last podcast or. I mean, the last episode or whatever episode I was talking about where I like greenery.
Yeah,
that weed like makes you just want. Like, if here. I could just. If I could be a plant, I'd be a plant. Like, so that's how it makes you feel.
But I just want to sit right here.
I just want to be a plant. Like, so, it make you feel good. Now, I don't know if anybody else mixed herbs with a weed or whatever. I tried it. I had this ex-friend who remained nameless, but... She put me on to put lavender in my weed, and I don't.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so I was scared to try it at first or whatever. So I bought just a little bit, and you can get it from the grocery store or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So and it comes like in a little, you know, like the little baggie or whatever. Yeah. And I lay my weed out, and then you lay like a little. I only put a little bit in there because I was more so scared.
So question: what is it supposed to do? Is it supposed to get you higher, or
it make you feel okay? Like it.
Because I've heard of people smoking herbs, and I don't know.
Yeah, now lavender makes me feel, because lavender is supposed to relax you.
Right.
Or whatever. So it, this may sound weird, it kind of feel like a little bubble bath in the scent.
Really?
Like, that's what it make you feel like. It make you feel like very.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine smoking it in the tub.
Child. Now, I didn't smoke it in the tub.
I'm like, fuck around and drink. Be too relaxed.
It in the tub or whatever. I didn't do like no meditation with it. I honestly just smoked it and I was in my bed.
Yeah.
And but I had like, you know, a little, well, I had more than enough weed, but I only put like a, you know, a little bit of weed and then I finished laying the rest with like a little bit of lavender.
Okay.
And when I tell you the, this may just be so crackheadish of me, but when I tell you the vibe, it hit different.
Did you stutter it?
It hit different.
What do you mean by hit different? Like,
it
you
just,
was on a different high.
Yes! It's like,
you had never experienced this high.
Bro, I ain't had that high since I first started smoking. You know that high that you get,
that's
like.
That's the high you chase.
Yeah! Where you
feel like you haven't, you know how some people take breaks from smoking and when they come
back. And then
back,
they come back.
Yeah, is that how you feel?
Yes. Or have you ever smoked and then ate a mango? Because mango is supposed to like intensify the high.
No, I didn't know that.
For real? Okay.
You I got so much to do.
Go get a mango from the store and smoke and then like eat the mango. Like you and can get sliced mango. Yeah, it's going to make you. Or the, now I didn't try this, but I had two friends to try it. The orange. What is it called? The sea stuff that you take when you're sick. It's like, it tastes like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, God. It's in the pack. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But if you take that or whatever and then smoke, that shit get you high as fuck. Like, so,
I can see that because that's actually got, like, other shit in it.
Yeah, like, that shit get you high.
You want, this might sound real crackhead. You know how people be making, well, you probably can't even do it with a fruit, though, now that I think about it. But you know how people be making, like, bones and shit? You think you can do that with a mango?
I probably could.
Like, you put a hole in it, here, hole in it.
Yeah, but you know, Mekong got a big-ass seed, so you would have to pop the seed out. And I don't know. Now, you might get, catch me on a high day. Catch me on a high day. I might fuck with you to see if I can do that shit for real.
I'm gonna try.
I didn't know the mango thing was real until you actually do it. And if you sit and smoke, like, just sit and smoke, like, your own little blunt. Or, you know, if you're sharing a blunt
with somebody. That's a little scary, though. Because if you already high as hell.
Yeah. And then you start, and you, 9 times out of 10, you be munching. So you gonna.
But you know, you ever been so high and you like, I'm so high right now that I am looking down on earth. I can't get no higher than this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I do, I can't. And if I do get higher than this, it's gonna scare me.
Yeah.
That lavender has you like that.
Yes. It's like, but it's not a. Harsh ass high. It ain't no.
You just
high
feel
like,
very good.
Yeah,
like very
you feel
relaxed.
Like you don't want to come.
It's like just like fuck it. Like it's I'm. Like,
Like you just float.
I don't give a fuck. That's nice. Yes. So what music you listening to this week?
I listened to, okay, so I just now tapped into Megan's, what is it?
For the hottest, that thingy?
Yeah.
Because that's not an album, so what would you consider, like a mixtape?
I'm sorry, I'm not even trying to throw shade.
Whatever.
I like Megan or whatever, but it didn't need 21 songs for no mixtape. Because this is like, a mixtape should not be this fucking long. All for you to turn back around and say next year you're dropping an album.
Yeah,
that's and a lot. I don't like... I don't like the new artists because you don't give people time to really digest and enjoy what you your put out. Music. Yeah. Like, I can say with SZA, she put out that one project and the project is still charting. The album was that good. Like, I like that when you look at Cardi B, she put out Invasion of Privacy. The album is still charting. Rihanna's album. Thank you. But it's like to see Anti still chart. It's... You give people time to really digest your music. Because
sometimes you got to go back and listen to it because some shit that you... Let me tell you, and this might sound crazy. It's probably not. When I, before I got pregnant, I would have to listen to something sober in order. And then I would want to go back and listen to it when I'm high.
Really?
Because it's some shit that you don't hear. Like, this is going to sound crazy. With some songs... If you're high, you can actually hear certain instruments that you didn't hear before. Or you can hear, like, oh, they did this because of this. Mm-hmm. Or you realize, like, damn, I like the way that this song flowed into this. Like, I can see why they chose this order of it. So I'm just like,
I can see that. I can see especially that with R&B. SZA's album has a lot of instruments. You can listen to that while you high, and you can pick apart what's playing. Yeah. Like,
I can't listen to Cardi B while I'm high. Oh, she's going to have me on square up. Yeah. Like, that's when Rain come on, like, just square the fuck up.
Because you're playing with a bitch.
You think she's hit my line no more. To my girl Summer Walker,
because
I gotta prepare for her album Still Over It to drop. Because I just need to see what it's talking about, and I still love her album Over It now. But it's one of those things where you don't realize, well, at least for me, like, of course, when the album dropped, you play it over and over again to the point, like, when you don't hear it on the album, but you hear it in your shuffle, you know what song's supposed to connect. Because I did the same shit with Lemonade and all that. Like, I'm like, oh, this song gonna connect. But with Over album, I've been listening to it, just trying to, you know, like, remind myself of the vibes and things like that. So I can prepare for her album to drop tomorrow. I'm a little nervous. I hope it give what it's supposed to give.
And I wanted to talk about her album. I didn't like how... So on Shade Room, they posted the song Ain't Your Ex. Or whatever the song is called.
Yeah, with and JT?
Yes. Oh, I don't like the fact that people just, like, drag the song. First of all, the song was not a bad song. But also, what Cardi B said, you get tired of hearing depressing-ass music.
Yeah.
Yes, she's gonna have
some... It was a bop!
Thank you. She's gonna have bopping songs. She's gonna have some sad songs. For the motherfuckers that wanna cry, the crying songs are coming. But... This is a depressed ass, like, fucking...
And people are in that state all the time.
Thank you. She's an artist. Like, the generation is so depressed. They're so medicated. Like, y'all some depressed crackheads. Like, I don't... It shouldn't be that you want her whole entire album to be number tears. Like, and I think Kalani said it when she put out... She put out a single. It's called Alter or whatever.
I do mean something.
And, yeah, I like the song a lot or whatever. But when she put out the song, she was saying that most people want... Like, they like when they go... When people go through heartbreak or hard times because the music is good. And she said, I'm happy. So, y'all are going to get happy this songs. Happy like, I'm not sad right now. Like, I appreciate the sad times, don't get me wrong. Because, yes, that's where, like, true art come from. But also, I can make some good-ass music, and my life is good. Like, I didn't like that.
It's that, and I also didn't like, she dropped it, and the song wasn't even out for a fucking hour, and y'all have all these critiques. Like, did y'all even...
Listen to it. Like,
did you give it a chance?
Thank you. I think they instantly think that some... Because the music that she did put out, it is very emotional. It's very... That's true. Like, heartbreaking, or, okay, I'm sick of my nigga type shit, or... Yeah. But that's not...
You don't know
it's if that's more to
her,
people.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's her stage right now. That's probably not her season
she
right now.
Having a relationship appearance.
Like, how you know
her good?
How you know she still want to talk about trauma? Like, everybody that's don't want to keep talking about that.
And again, I feel like this generation, they feel like, and I get why Beyonce is the way that she is with her social media and things like that, because our generation feels like we deserve or we're supposed to know so much about these people's personal lives, and it's not that.
I'm an artist. So that's
thank
all
you.
That
like
you
I'm an artist. Like I just want to put out my music.
And you're going to put like I'm going to put me in my music. Yeah. You're going to get me, but you're only going to get a certain part or a certain chapter,
like,
a certain
you're not
section
gonna
of
know
me.
All of this
like no
about me. It's not, I'm a person too at the end of the day.
And I think people miss that. Like, they're dead ass humans. So just, and I think people think.
And they get to idolizing them. And I'm just like, these are humans.
Like,
human beings.
Her shit stank. She probably farted. She probably had gas today. Little diarrhea.
It's just weird how people idolize people. I don't know. It's, that's just very weird to me. I'm just like, y'all have issues at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think Summer's album is going to be good without London on the tracks?
Yeah.
Cause you know her over album, he did like a whole bunch of
He produced that one, but didn't Buddha Bless This Beat produce this one? I like Buddha Bless This Beat.
What songs that he done did?
He done did some with Megan. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna play a song when we hang up.
Okay.
But when we stop. I like Buddha Bless This Beat. I think her album is gonna be good.
You see, she got Sierra's Pearl, no bitch.
I don't think her album is gonna chart as well as her last two, or the EP and the album.
No.
I don't think that she's gonna chart as well. I don't. I think this
her
is probably,
features seem to be nice though. Who she has featured on?
Yeah, but I think this is probably gonna be her. Cause I don't know. I feel like every artist has their down year, like they year where they really don't hit their mark or whatever. Sure. Like. And I feel like Summer's album is going to... It's going to be good, but it's going to be good. It's probably going to either... It's not going to chart at all, or it's going to take a minute for it to chart. Because everybody is going to expect a certain type of... They're going to expect the last album.
Yeah.
So, I think it's either going to chart and it's going to chart later. Kind of like how Control for SZA. Like, SZA, it didn't instantly go to number one, but it charted to number
eventually.
One. So, it could have been, it could be that, or it probably won't chart that well at all, but the album, I think itself is going to be good as fuck.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think it's weird that she really not marketing it like that either, though.
I like her marketing. I can say her rollout, the rollout for me was nice. I feel like, she didn't put it on because now over it, you've seen it everywhere.
Yeah.
Or whatever. For this one, you only see like her rollout was a little different. It seemed like a little more
reserved.
Yeah. But I don't know. I can say I like her rollout.
I think the album's going to be nice. I think the thing about it is, and it's kind of like with almost every artist though, with some of their albums, in order for you to actually like it and understand it and get it, you have to be an actual fan of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, with some of Drake albums, people are saying, like, not his latest albums, but some of his older albums, people are saying, like, oh, they didn't like it. But it's like, are you an actual Drake fan? Yeah. Or are you just a hype beast or a bandwagoner and you only like the mainstream stuff?
Yeah.
Because if you're not a true fan, then you're not going to understand.
Yeah, I'm not a true fan of Aubrey.
Where
I'm
they coming from.
Honey.
Okay, we can get off because we ain't going to talk about the meme.
But I'm like that with Megan. I like her music and I can say, you know, I definitely fuck with her, but I'm not a hottie. Like, I'm not a fan. I'm not a stan. So, this last project that she put out, I'm going to be honest.
You know, when I be working, I be having Pandora playing, and one of them came on Pandora. I skipped it. I don't want
to. It wasn't good, but I listened to it. But I feel like the top half is good, the bottom half is shitty. I feel like,
But then again, I don't like stuff that's just thrown together, and that just seemed like
it's
it was just
thrown together.
Here you go, shut the fuck up.
You didn't have to put out 21 fucking songs.
Yeah,
I would have been happy with a 6-song EP or an 8-song EP, and you would have like rocked
like
out
Black.
With that. Thank you. You just give something to your fans. But for you to put out 21 songs and then
that's
2022 comes around and you have a whole nother album,
you're
not allowing your fans to really enjoy your
what
music.
What you did. That's true.
But I feel like that with a lot of artists. Like, even when it comes to DaBaby, like, his album that he put out, not even the recent one, but the one I think is called, what is it called?
It ain't Kurt, because I think Kurt was the last one.
Nah, I think it might be Kurt. Hold on.
How do you, speaking of DaBaby, you know, I was reading somewhere that the LGBTQ, our people, said that they forgive him. And he can perform. And he's not canceled no more.
Okay,
I ain't gonna hold you. And I'm a part of the fucking community. I didn't know we had a committee. Committee that makes decisions and shit like that. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't. It, the way that it was worded, it seemed as though like somebody came together and was like, "Okay, we not canceling DaBaby no more." And I was like, and "Damn, I missed that meme."
Only thing I would say is, and I'm gonna be honest, I didn't cancel him because did I think the shit? Do I think it was ignorant? Did he didn't have to say it. Yeah. Yes, you didn't.
It was
have
random
to say
as fuck.
It. Thank you. Yeah, but it was very. I random. Felt more. Hurt towards the people that have like
actually have it,
yeah, like STDs or something. That's what yeah. fucked me up.
Yeah,
it's more so of because some people are born with it. Some people don't have the choice of okay, I didn't lay down to get this.
Yeah,
this true. Is something that was passed to me, type
that's
shit.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuck out more so than me. But as far as I fuck with gay people. I'm one of y'all. Okay, I'm here.
We here.
I like bitches just as much as the next one. Okay, yeah. But do I? Am I? I could care less.
Yeah.
Okay, my nigga, he ain't said it to me. I didn't take no fucking offense to it. He wasn't in my face popping shit.
I just feel like, you know, with some people, you just gotta let stupid be stupid.
Yeah.
And that's just what
just
it
let
is.
Them hang themselves. Yeah, like, no. Stupid. I'm not finna feed
this shit. Because my thing is, if you think about it, if we really went that route, it would be so many fucking people that you just canceling that you're mm-hmm. not saying. Because people say dumb shit every day.
But people are human.
Yeah, like how people say dumb shit
every day. He could have said it, and then because he's so, I guess, put on a pedestal, everything is so out in the open. How you know, like, when he said it in 2 days later, it could have been the next day, and he's sober and shit. And then could have been drunk. He'd be like, damn, I done said this dumb ass shit. Like,
on this day.
Thank you. Like, it could have been different. You don't know, and you don't have to pass so much judgment. Because my thing is, if your shit is on Front Street for everybody else to see.
You're living under a microscope.
Thank you. Like give people a break.
And I'm trying to come up with y'all probably said some worse fucked up shit.
Bitch, first of all,
y'all just ain't got enough money for nobody to know y'all said
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like, shit I done said, I know. If I do make
some
it.
Sometimes I'm like, bitch, you went a little too far. Like, okay, bitch.
Nah, I said something on Twitter. Nah, what was that? No, I said something to my family the other day in regards to a cousin that ain't like. She got a health condition. And when I tell you, I went in on that bitch. If I was famous and went in, I'd be so canceled.
You would have been a shade room.
Girl, I would have been past canceled.
Shade
room,
ball alert on site, all of that shit.
You talking about health community would have been like, oh, you need to come talk to us. Man, I said what the fuck I said. Okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Girl. Like,
fuck y'all. But, I mean, hey. It is what it is. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to this week. We've been listening to Summer. We're going to see if this album's supposed to get what it's going to give.
Yeah. But another album I was saying, yeah, it is called Kirk. I like Kirk. I felt like the baby's album, Kirk, was so good.
You think so?
What? I thought it was fucking amazing.
I'm going to go back and listen to it. I only remember some songs off of it.
Only song I skipped. Was iPhone.
And that was my favorite song off the fucking album.
I knew
you was gonna say that because it got Nicki on it. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Nicki's verse was good.
Oh well, guys. I don't care. But his album, when I tell you it was really good.
Do you feel like it was good because this album seemed very close to him?
Yes. Like when he opened up with the intro, first of all. When the intro dropped as a single, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I heard this girl. I was sitting on the toilet, and I heard the song. But when he said something. He said a reference to his dad,
uh-huh.
And it hit so home.
I'm about to go back and listen to it.
Like the album, it's not a song that I could miss, even if like I don't like because iPhone is played, and I just didn't know that it was playing. Like. It's still a good-ass song. But the last album that he put out, He had, I think he had like an orange jacket.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, and I
that's
feel
when
like
started doing that.
Yes, and I feel like you didn't have to. You put out such an amazing album.
That album got bop on it, the one that she was talking about. Yeah. Okay.
And you put out such an amazing album. You didn't have to go right back and put out something else. Now, if you just if your fans was that hungry, you could have told them to stream the album, and you'll put out like an EP, something like what Black did, something really small.
Yeah, because Black his EP that hit y'all was like 3 or 4 songs.
Yes.
Yeah, it was enough for me. You know I love Black.
I'm just waiting on Daddy to come to his sense. As soon as you lead a bitch, babe, I'm on the east side, okay?
And that's where he found baby.
So you just let a bitch know, Daddy. You just let a bitch know.
Girl, that's right up my alley.
Girl.
Right up my alley.
But
thank you guys for tuning in to another episode with Cash
and Sade. And you guys can follow me on my social media, Instagram and Twitter only. It's Sade the Singer _. It's not Sade because I get that a lot. It is Sade. I don't know how y'all get Sade from Sade. Like
that's
I really...
how she spelled it, I think.
Okay, well, my name is Sade.
I'm just telling you that. Yeah.
I hate that, when people
call
me
that. That's how they could get that because that's how she spell it. And y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at callmecash_. And don't forget to follow our IG page at ifimustsave_. And send us some questions because we're ready to get some advice. We finna get in the bag. But no, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode.
And we'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye.